Hi, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680 with Albert Suarez. And if you're out at the ballpark, you're looking in the bullpen, you're looking at a guy and say, who's that? It's Albert Suarez. He's had a nice impact on the Giants. How do you like being in San Francisco?
Well, I feel, first of all, I always grateful for the opportunity to be here, and I feel blessed to be here and to spend time with these guys. The guys have a lot of time on the league, and then just to get to know them and then get to learn from them, that's a good experience for me.
How do you like San Francisco?
I mean, it's a big city. It's a lot of people in here. I love the crowd. I mean, fans, they're awesome. They come to the game every day just to support the team, to support us. So that's great.
All right. Growing up in Venezuela, you know, there's so many great players from Venezuela and pitchers, and you're a pitcher in the big leagues. Tell me who you like to watch as a kid.
Well, not just the Venezuelan pitchers, but I like, when I was little, like, I always wanted to watch Roger Clemens. Yeah, it was like, you know, just that much of energy, that much of, like, kind of, like, angry on the mound. So I kind of liked the aggressiveness that he had.
Tell me about being signed. What was it like? How did that all come about? What organization, and how old were you and all that?
I was 16 and a half.
Holy cow.
Yeah, and then I got signed by the Rays, Tampa Bay Rays. That's a great organization. I spent a lot of time with them. A lot of time on rehabbing also. But I had a great time there too.
All right, so now you're 16 and a half, and you come to the United States. Had you ever been here before?
No, that was my first time was 17. I was 17. That was in 2007, and I mean, with the language and everything, I didn't know any English at that time. So I was like kind of difficult to me, but I just keep learning.
You know, Albert Suarez with us, a pleasure to get to know him, fans, because he's got a great arm and has had a nice start with the Giants. They always say, you hear stories when kids come up from the Dominican Republic or somewhere like that, that they don't know how to even order food on the menu. They point at things to get food.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, the numbers are kind of the same. So you just, in school, they teach you, like, the numbers from 1 to 10. And then, obviously, you go somewhere, and it's like, well, where are you going to go? Just, like, what, McDonald's, for example? And then you just go, like, combo. That's easy. So it's kind of in Spanish. You just combo number one. Boom. Do it. Like, not even how to say a Big Mac. It's like combo number one. That's it. And then things like that. And just not to order food. Just the hard part is like to communicate, to be able to communicate with your coaches, you know, to learn things that they have to tell you, like how to do some things, and that you don't understand. That's the hard part.
Well, very good answer. Great answer from Albert. All right, so you're with Tampa, and you said you've rehabbed. You've rehabbed a lot. You've had some injuries in your career.
I got Tommy John, knee surgery, and shoulder surgery also, and heart surgery too. But, when you get all those adversities and you just believe in yourself, believe in God, then you have the faith, and everything's going to go away, and then you're going to go where you're working, or you're going to get where you're working for. That's being here now. That's what I said. Like, I feel blessed.
Yeah, boy, being in the big leagues, I can understand it after all those injuries. Then you end up with the Angels, and last year in the Texas League, the second half of the season, you were outstanding. What was the breakthrough? What happened?
Just consistent. I was I'll be able to keep being consistent the whole league, and then just trying to be healthy, eating healthy, just working on outside, on the field, and then just things and little things, and on the future, they, like, it turns to be like big things.
Yeah. No, I understand. You said that you've been a starter in your career, and I look at pitchers, they're starters their whole life. They get to the big leagues, next thing you know, they're in the bullpen. What's that like for you?
I mean, it's a little bit of change, but, like, it just, for me, it's a mindset. You know, it's, on your mind, you have to get ready every day. You have to be ready every day to be out there and then perform the best you have and then the best you can. So, I mean, I get used to it, and it's just about adjustment. You know, this game is all about adjustment. So that's what we have to make, adjustment. I mean, if I'm on the bullpen, I have to make adjustment. If I'm starter, I have to make adjustments. So anywhere, you just do it.
Yeah, you just have to have a good arm. That's the key to baseball, I think.
Well, yeah, not just a good arm, but you have to, like, be able to do some stuff, like, not just on the field, but off the field too, you know, to be able to communicate with the fans and then things like that. It's gonna help you. Everything inside and outside the field, I think, helps us to be in the big leagues.
Very nice. I can see why you're successful and why you've made it. How old are you now?
26.
Yeah, 26 years old in the big leagues, Albert Suarez. Boy, your debut was fun. You give up a base hit, then Brandon Bell turns a nice 3-6-1 double play. You got over there and you found the bag. You didn't get hurt. That was a great double play.
Well, yeah, you see, it's not just arm. You gotta have your legs ready too, right? But yeah, I mean, I just think about keep the ball down and just, I mean, our defense just great. So you just get the ball in play. They're gonna make the play for you for sure.
Yeah, they will. But you had to do that one. Are you a good dancer? You danced at that bag.
I can dance a little bit.
Well, you got to the bag very nice. So it's nice having you on the show. As I said, fans want to hear your voice and get to know you a little bit. And you've worked hard to get to the big leagues. So what a thrill for you. All right, so what's the best part? You're here in the big leagues. You got. Someone told me yesterday the best part, the uniform fits. They get a good uniform.
Yeah, I mean, everything here is good, you know. And then, I mean, just to be here, like I said, just for me it's great. And then just to be able to be part of the Major League Baseball is just, I mean, it's a blast. And then it's not just for me, but for my family too. You know, just my family's been a support, like, the whole time. And then, I mean, like I said, just great.
Yeah, great story. Albert, thanks so much. Great to have you on.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, more coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.